producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, Chris O'Brien is on the road again, but he's gotten Skype to work on his iPhone. So the reception's pretty decent, isn't it, Chris?
I think so. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Well, that's a matter of speaking, but yes, you do seem to be coming in fairly decently.
Yeah, story, even though it's questionable, you're not feeling it today, huh?
Yeah, I woke up and I was in a cold sweat. You know, why are we talking about our illnesses? This is because when you get older. Okay, so you're laughing, Don Ecker. Tell us about your illnesses.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's funny you should mention that. Yesterday, I had a bout of going through hell because I had to drive from the San Fernando Valley down to West Los Angeles to go to the VA hospital for an eye exam. Now, if you're not familiar with the sunny southern part of California, there is a little road called the 405, and it has actually an infamous interchange at the 101, the Ventura Highway. And let me tell you what, it is considered the world's greatest car mousetrap.
You go that route, and I've been in that part of Southern California. What would be in a normal city, a normal environment, maybe, what, a 10-minute trip takes 2 hours?
Yep. And I was going to tell you, on the way back, my wife and I, Vicky and I, got back home in 25 minutes because there was no traffic on the other side of the highway. But getting down there, it was an hour and a half of stop and go. So if you're back there in the Midwest somewhere and you're complaining about traffic, well, let me tell you what, you don't have too many complaints until you come to the 405.
Yeah, you described it as a little old road. That's about the biggest highway. It's about 8-10 lanes. And I've seen it backed up like a parking lot at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah. That's our California for you, buddy. So how you guys been?
Well, I was reading an article from one of your fellow curmudgeons, Don Ecker, and that, of course, is Kevin Randall.
Oh, yes.
I think we put the two of you in one room. We will have more curmudgeonly behavior, if that's a word, than possibly exists anywhere. He has a column on his site, A Different Perspective, entitled The Decline and Fall of Ufology. Now, the only thing I have to say before we go into this article, and I think you'll be interested, Don, is that this is a situation that has existed every single year since there was something called ufology. It has been declining. It has fallen. And I think his latest rant is about Kingman, the alleged Kingman, Arizona UFO crash.
Right.
Which I don't know how many people
even
believe.
Well, you see, the thing about that, Gene and Chris, and it's pretty simple, all right? If you look at it, you know, as a whole, the problem is we're talking about something that happened 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. And why are we talking about that today? We're talking about that today because of several reasons. Number one, the lack of in-depth research where people are going out into the field, are going to places where alleged things happened, interviewing witnesses, taking physical measurements, doing basic 101 forensic science on a UFO sighting. It's just gone. It's evaporated. It is no more. So what has replaced that, guys? And, you know, when I left active UFO research back in 2006, 2007, I wrote a paper called My 20 Years in the UFO Fog. And that was one of the main points that I spoke about, which today research consists of somebody that has a fleeting interest in it, maybe. They hang up a shield. They tell everybody they're a UFO researcher. They sit in mom's basement with their laptop computer. They Skype with their friends. They research on the web. And, of course, we all know everything on the web is real. They draw their conclusions from that. You know, back in 2006-07 when I wrote that paper, when I say we, I'm talking about my wife, who was the founder and publisher of UFO Magazine, had just left the magazine. It was taken over by the Burns, Bill and Nancy Burns. And the bottom line of that was there was a falling out of sorts because they were bringing people into the magazine that previously I or Vicky would just simply not have tolerated. And it became very apparent because some of the first issues that were being published then involved things like the infamous, and I might add totally, totally discredited, Dulce Base shootout between Special Forces of the United States Armed Forces and gray aliens down in a secret underground cavern in Dulce, New Mexico. Now
let me tell you before you go on, Don, that very concept wouldn't make it as a Sci-Fi Channel Saturday evening movie. Wouldn't go.
No, it wouldn't. And that is overall what we have, I even hesitate to say it, but a research community have devolved into. Recently, a month or so ago, I was asked to be a guest on a new radio show hosted by none other than Richard Hoagland, Dick Hoagland of the Face on Mars fame. Hoagland now is doing a show immediately following Art Bell. He basically wanted to talk to me about my years in the UFO field, my research, the papers, the things that I've written and so forth. Well, at the end of the program, he asked me if I would be willing to come back the next night. And I said, well, why, what's going on? Well, I'm having a round table panel and I'd like to have you on. He said, Grant Cameron is going to be here. And also Stephen Bassett. So I thought, well, that's a rather unusual mix, but okay, sure, I'll stay up again and do it. And the theme of this show was, are you ready for this? It's actually kind of funny. Hillary Clinton's email servers and what may or may not have had to do with God only knows what.
You know, I was thinking before we mentioned Hillary Clinton's email servers, why don't we have a show on Jeb Bush's email server, and maybe have a show on Colin Powell's email server, and maybe have another show on the Republican Party's email server during the Bush administration, Bush 2, as they call it, where millions of messages disappeared. So I guess if we're going to have crazy nonsense, let's have crazy nonsense, shall we?
Okay, my point was, so we got around to talking about disclosure, okay? And primarily UFO disclosure. And my basic attitude was and is, look, with all the terrible things going on today in today's world, and I mean, I don't even need to start a litany of what all that entails and involves, but with all of that, do you really, in your heart of hearts, believe that UFO disclosure is even at the bottom of that list? Now, I got to give Stephen Bassett credit for one thing. He has been tenacious in trying to bring this to the forefront of discussion when it comes to things like UFOs. But the bottom line is it just simply ain't ever going to happen. Okay?
I'll tell you what's going to happen right now is we have to do our break. But I do want to tell listeners to check our premium service, Paracast Plus, at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. I'll tell you more in a moment. Don Ecker is telling us about this encounter. about a radio show and about disclosure. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, let me tell you, Matt, we have a lifetime program now for Paracast Plus. That means for the rest of your life, the rest of my life, the rest of Chris's life, we have a special package that if you sign up for the lifetime program, it doesn't need to be renewed because it works forever as long as we're around. And that's part of our PowerCast Plus feature, where you get the ad-free version of this show, you get the After the PowerCast podcast, and so much more. Plus.thepowercast.com. We also give away free ebooks. It's very complicated, so I'm not going to read all the things here. If you subscribe for a year or more, you get free ebooks from Chris O'Brien. You got the lifetime membership for only $300, but starts at $5 for a month. It's cheaper than a lot of those premium podcast packages out there. Plus.thepowercast.com. Don Ecker, so let's continue with the story.
So disclosure is one of those things that I think I can say is simply a wet dream in the minds of many ufologists that have not really taken the time to sit down and take an in-depth look at what has been going on. Now, I am getting ready to interview for my show, Dark Matters Radio, which incidentally is carried on CyberStation USA, an author of a brand new book called Silver Screen Saucers, a Brit by the name of Robbie Graham. As a matter of fact, I was interviewed for the book on a rather murky, legendary incident that happened in the UFO field back in 1995 that basically I hosted. And that was a two-week sojourn that I took for Disney, the Walt Disney Company, down in Orlando, Florida. Now, at that time, Disney had put together a brand new attraction in their Orlando park called the Extra Terrestrial Attraction. And it was about, as a matter of fact, I was there. I never got a chance to see it because Michael Eisner would not let anybody go into this attraction. But I was invited to come down and host a two-week symposium with what were then the top UFO research people in the United States. They were to come in two groups, one for week one, one for week two. And in conjunction with that, Disney had hired a production team to come down and film a television show, a television program hosted by Robert Urich of Spencer for Hire fame. Now, Urich was then a very well-known television personality. The two-week symposium started. Now, some of the people, just to give you an idea of who I brought in, were people like George Knapp, Zachariah Sitchin, Kevin Randall, Donald Schmidt, Dr. Barry Taff, Tor Dahlin, who's also better known as William Bromley of the Gods of Eden fame, Clifford Stone, because of his then really stellar in-depth document-finding service that he was carrying on, Jesse Marcel Jr., Russ Estes, the founder of UFO Magazine, Vicky, my wife. It was a stellar lineup. The shocking thing was, and I never once was able to reconcile this in my mind, the highest attended day in both weeks, we may have had 10 or 12 people show up. Now, with a lineup like that, and you think back to that time period of the cases that were then ongoing, on American TV, guys, week in and week out, you could not turn on the television and not find a show with a UFO alien sighting type of thing tie-in anywhere on any of the networks. It was wall-to-wall UFOs. So, I was at a loss to explain why. As a matter of fact, one of the attendees, Bud Hopkins, whom I had brought in, because Bud was the guy to go to with abduction research and abduction stories, just up in the middle of the week and left, he was so upset that there was nobody there. Didn't even say goodbye to me, which incidentally I was kind of miffed at the time. But he just left, and I kept thinking to myself, why would this have happened? Well, I never came to a conclusion. So about a year ago, when Graham was in the process of finishing up this book, he got in touch with me. Hey, Don, he said, I'd like to talk to you about this Disney thing. I said, sure. So I sent him some photographs, which are included in the book, and some other things, and he interviewed me about this story. And it never became clear to me until the book came out. His conclusions were spot on. What were they? Well, back in 1995, okay, during that period of time, the internet as we know it today was non-existent. Email was spotty, to say the least. I mean, we're talking over 20 years ago. It had not yet matured to what we are used to today and take for granted, quite frankly. So the bottom line was, how else would the powers that be get a pulse on the UFO field to bring all these people into one spot, just listen to them as to what they had to say? I am now convinced that that was an intelligence manipulation to find out what the pulse was on American UFO research in 1995. Now, a lot of people may think that's a little paranoid, but the bottom line is this book details 60-plus years of intelligence and the military's grubby little fingers into this quote-unquote non-existent field. There's nothing to UFOs. There's no national security considerations. And if you believe that, I've got some prime bottom land in Florida and a bridge in Brooklyn I'll be willing to sell you.
Well, you know what? The way values have grown in Brooklyn, that it might actually have some value. I mean, it's crazy. I was even looking at the place, one of the places where I lived, on Newport Street in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a four family house. And it looked in pristine condition. I'm kind of thinking, you know, So maybe that bridge would be something to sell. But seriously speaking here, the UFO subject, as we say in terms of the field, is going to hell in a handbasket, as we keep saying on the show. But we're still here. So something is going on, and there's enough serious work going on that despite all our feelings about these things, despite our feelings when we run into something like the, as Kevin Randall calls it, the not Roswell slides, it doesn't go away. It just never goes away.
Obviously, there are still enough sightings and what have you that come to the forefront. And there are still a lot of people that are interested that would like to get to the bottom of what this mystery is.
We'll get to the bottom of what this mystery is, possibly in the next segment with Don Ecker. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris O'Brien is on the road this week. He's using Skype on his iPhone, and unlike the normal cellular connection where he's lost in digital haze, there is not much digital haze this time, Chris, right?
Sounds pretty good to me. I've got you plugged into Clifford's audio system in his truck, so it sounds like I'm listening to talk radio. It's great.
The other thing is you're coming in a bit low. If you can figure a way to turn up that volume, that'll be fine.
I'll just speak a little closer to the phone. How's that?
That works. That works. Okay. So he's in a truck right now.
He is indeed. We're just leaving Flagstaff on our way to the confluence of the Little Colorado River and the Colorado River, looking for the fabled back door to the underground city that the Pueblo people say they go into the city underground and are cared for during earth changes until it's safe to re-emerge through the Sipapu or Sipapulima and then repopulate the continents. In 1909, of course, as we've discussed on the show, a prospector claimed he found the back door to the underground city. And we're combining the research of several individuals, including Jack Andrews, our good friend, friend of the show, Gary Davids, and David Hatcher Childress. And we've got a crack professional drone pilot, and we're going to map the section of Marble Canyon where we believe the entrance is. And if it's there, we're going to find it. So for the next couple of days, we're going to be doing a meticulous mapping with a super top-of-the-line drone that has a camera that's four times the resolution of high def. So, boy, if it's there, I have a real strong feeling we're going to find it. So wish us luck. It's going to be perfect weather, 70 degrees during the day, low 40s at night. And, of course, I'm shooting video as well. So this may be our first video up on the Paracast Plus video channel.
Oh, that's right. We have to mention that we have been planning to do a video channel, but just turning out videos and having them be good or even offering a sampler takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
It doesn't go together quite as quickly as a radio show.
No.
The other thing I think about it, every time that you talk about this hidden city and about a civilization moving into a place like that during times of trouble, shall we say, I think of Deros and Tiros.
It's hard not to.
And in the course of your research when running around the Mysterious Valley and everything, did you run across legends of strange races and caverns?
Well, the Indians say, the Pueblo Indians have a tradition of the ant people, who are actually the custodians of the underground city, and they care for the people when they're below ground. And according to the alleged claim by the prospector, Kincaid, they estimated that this complex could hold between 50 and 60,000 people. So it's like the original continuation of government or COG facility. And Grandfather Martin of the Hopi said, you know, it's going to be all the, you know, the good people, but we're going to have to bring some bad people too, because they have the knowledge that we need to bring out into the fifth world. So even some shady characters are going to be included in the gang that's taken down below, as the story goes. And of course, this is all subject to interpretation. But again, there is a back door and some sort of infrastructure that was left behind, concrete pads, that sort of thing. I think we have a really good chance of locating it.
Well, boy, and, Chris, I hope I make the cut, because I'd love to see that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've heard rumors since we were out there in 2012. Right above this spot is where a proposed Navajo casino is. There's a chance that they could actually, you know, cut through all the red tape with the Pueblo people. And, you know, it's Navajo politically controlled by the Navajo, but it's a Pueblo people's sacred site. So, you know, it's going to be really, if they do go ahead with the construction of the casino, it's going to, you know, we might have a range war going on out here, because the Pueblo people are just absolutely up in arms, almost literally, against it. So, you know, we're hoping that rumors that I've heard about security personnel and new roads and things have been, you know, put in place out there since 2012 when we were here. And we're going to find out within a couple, 3 hours. We're going to find out. One thing we do have operating in our favor is Clifford Mahudi has the right as a Pueblo person to get permission to go out there. You do have to have a permit to go out to the area. And because Clifford is a Zuni, he has every right to ask to go out there to do ceremony. So he's kind of our ticket in. You know, they might tell a bunch of white boys, no, sorry, it's closed. We can't let anybody in today or whatever. They can make up any excuse they want. But with Clifford along, it's going to be difficult for them to say no. So we're trying to keep all our bases covered. And, of course, I'll have an update next week. Once we get back, we're looking forward to some pretty exciting stuff. So the weather's perfect. We got the tools. We got the talent.
Sounds a little bit like Ghostbusters.
Indeed.
Ernie Hudson.
Yep.
That's his line. Didn't have much of a career after Ghostbusters. Let's get back to the world of UFOs here. So Chris is going somewhere, and if he doesn't return next week, we know why. Don Eckert. All right. Since you mentioned that Richard Hoagland's doing a show after Art Bell's on a network that has the same name as your show. Now, I'm not going to get into that right now. We're hearing more things about Martian mysteries in light of the discovery of flowing water, or the revelation of flowing water on Mars by NASA. Is that a step to something, or just, well, that's what it is?
My personal opinion on that, and you know me, Gene, I never try to couch what I'm thinking, is just complete crapiola, okay? Now, why do I say that? Well, it's real simple. Back in 2004, when I began the first incarnation of Dark Matters Radio, okay, that was before anybody had copped the title of my show. We began broadcasting on a satellite radio network, and myself and Dwight Schultz. Now, Dwight lived about a block away from a neighbor of his, a friend of his, who happened to be a scientist at JPL, okay? And this guy, who shall remain nameless, because I certainly don't want to put any heat on him, but this guy knew about Dwight's interest in the UFO topic. He knew that Dwight had co-hosted with me on my very first radio show, UFOs Tonight, back in the early 90s. And he was actually one of those people privately who was willing to discuss the merits and the non-merits of UFO research that was going on then. And he told Dwight in a private conversation that Schultz relayed to me was that at that time they had already discovered water on Mars. Now, everybody knew about the snowpacks up on the poles of Mars, but they were aware of free-flowing water. And at that time, I expected almost weekly that JPL would announce that. They never did. And why they never announced it never made sense to me. Kind of like the Disney people. Why would you bring in around 20 of the top people in their respective fields, which happened to be UFO research, and not promote it? Well, NASA was continuously being sliced and diced by Congress, having funds taken away from them. And an announcement like that, free-flowing water on Mars, could have only helped them, okay, in securing more government money for further research.
Let's do our break there and then continue about free-flowing water on Mars and the implications. We have Don Ecker, Dark Matters Radio Show, the one, the original. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Don Ecker, let's continue that discussion here. Okay, so you didn't hear, as you expected, regular revelations about the situation on Mars. So
no.
How do we frame that?
That for whatever reason, okay, for whatever reason, JPL simply felt that it was not in their interest to relay the fact that they were aware of water on Mars. Now, I could sit here and speculate from now until all the cows come home about why that is. I have no idea. As a matter of fact, factually, I have no idea. But they've been sitting on that in excess of 10 years. Now, suddenly, we get this announcement that water has been discovered on Mars. Well, you know, for as far as I am and my audience, I've talked about this a number of times. My audience is aware of this story about JPL and their discovery of water on Mars over 10 years ago. Now, a friend of mine, Dr. John Brandenburg, who is a plasma physicist.
He's been on the Paracast.
Right. A real honest-to-Pete rocket scientist. He and I have talked about this. And, of course, Brandenburg has a really in-depth curiosity about Mars, has written a number of books on Mars. As a matter of fact, he believes he discovered an atomic artificial atomic detonation on Mars. Somebody nuked Mars at some time in the past. And he wrote a book on this. We were talking about JPL. And we were talking about not only JPL, but NASA in Houston. Now, according to Brandenburg, there has been a schism between JPL and Houston for a long time. And the schism is pretty simple, actually. JPL is firmly in the camp of sending robotic explorers to Mars. Okay? We want to explore Mars, but we want to just do it with robots. Okay? Like is there right now, as a matter of fact. Houston, on the other hand, ultimately wants to send astronauts. there lie the problem. Who gets the money to do what? And boy, I'll tell you, it's been hammer and tongs and knives and meat cleavers, according to Brandenburg, between these two factions. So what ultimately develops out of it is anybody's guess.
How far can we take this? Now, just because you have some water flowing on Mars, it doesn't mean you can go there and have a drink, have a little water to wet your whistle. It doesn't mean you can grow potatoes on Mars, which Matt Damon is doing in the same movie, The Martian.
Why not? Why not? Look, if we have the ability and the technology to get to Mars, and Mars has free-flowing water available, sure, we can treat it and drink it. This water could be treated to turn it into rocket fuel.
Okay, that's the point. It can be treated, just the raw water, right? I agree with you. In fact, the water where I live has to be treated because you can't drink this water. So you're saying here, of course, that, yeah, we can take the raw ingredients and do things with it and create a livable environment.
The same thing with the moon, okay? There's ice on the moon. My God, Gene, they discovered ice on the planet Mercury, which is right next to the sun.
Right, exactly. What's telling me here is that if other conditions are right, you're going to find some kind of life almost everywhere.
Exactly. And that's been the new paradigm for a long time. As a matter of fact, not too awfully long ago, a NASA spokesperson said, well, we're going to discover life in the next, 10 to 20 years. Of course, they've been saying that forever. But what kind of life were they talking about? Were they talking about sentient life? Or were they talking about some other kind of life? Well, I'm pretty sure about 99% they were talking about finding things like lichens, like bacteria, that type of life. Not the type of life that we are most curious about.
It's the law of diminished expectations.
Yeah, you could certainly say that. But life is life, okay? Life is life, and that would truly be, currently, one of the greatest discoveries that we've had in the last several centuries. Now, is there anything currently, that would suggest life is out in the cosmos? Well, sure. A few years ago, and as a matter of fact, on one of my appearances on the Paracast, I talked about this. Brandenburg put me onto a story about a meteorite that had crashed that had some type of organic material in it. And at the time, it created quite a brouhaha. The brouhaha was that the White House, okay, the administration, not the Obama administration, if memory serves, I believe it was the Clinton administration, but one of the administrations tried to crunch that announcement. And I tried to get in touch with the scientist that discovered this and who was squashed, who worked at NASA, by the way. And the guy was not willing to go on the record. He feared retribution if he did. So, sure, we have known in some quarters of officialdom for a very, very long time that there is organic life out there. At the least, okay, at the least, there is organic life. Now, and maybe you can take a look at this and kick some ideas my way. I just can't understand the reticence that officialdom, all right, in NASA, in the government, the military, the intelligence, why they are so scared to death of making these types of announcements. I just don't understand it.
Well, I kind of think, just to throw an idea into the pot here, that we're hearing an announcement that is on maybe one level of the information they have. We're getting the basics. And it's all part of gradually acquainting us to the fact that life is plentiful in the universe and that some of that life may be intelligent. But it takes baby steps. It's all coming in baby steps. And that's what this is. This is a baby step. Now, it may be that on Mars, that's all you get.
I just watched on the Science Channel, maybe it was the AHC channel. Yeah, so this special involved galaxies. Now, most people, when they talk about the cosmos, really don't take into consideration what a galaxy is and how vast it is. For example, our galaxy, the Milky Way, is from end to end over 100,000 light years in length. All right. That encompasses billions upon billions of stars, many billions of stars. And many of those have planetary systems. So, you know, mathematically, just looking at our own galaxy, the chances of intelligent life out there is vast. Now, this show was talking about the universe, okay, and how the universe is laid out and the routes that galaxies travel. And they showed a graph, Gene, that was mind-boggling in its scope, where literally millions of galaxies were flowing down this one route to basically what was a traffic jam of galaxies. Now, the scale, we're talking about billions of light years. So it's beyond human comprehension. But when you consider how many galaxies we are aware of currently, which is many hundreds of billions of galaxies, I mean, it's just simply human hubris if we think we are the only life forms in the cosmos. It's stupid.
Before we get on with that, we've got Don Eckert joining us from Dark Matters Radio. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you